and the righteous blood of his Son, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
God, come up in him before your throne of grace. And as I come this hour, I come just as humble as I know how.
Yeah.
I come, O God, that you may be glorified, that you may be magnified, that you may be given the praise in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Oh God, I want to thank you once again for allowing me to stand before your people. And as I stand, Father God, I stand not to do my will. Oh God, but thy will. Oh God, as I stand before your people, oh God, as you can feed me that I might be able to feed them. Strengthen me that I might be a strength for them. Oh God, bless me to decrease as you increase. Bless your word that it might, oh God, have a free course today. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And to let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, my strength, my redeemer. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. You are. We're so grateful as well as honored to be here today.
Praise him.
In this Women's Day service.
Yes, sir.
We're thanking God for each and every one of you that are here. Oh God, to those that desire to be here cannot be.
Praise God.
We're thanking God for his goodness, his mercy. Thanking God for what he's done and thanking God for what he's going to do. And giving honor to our first lady, our shepherd on the store in our house today. We thank our minister Emory and all the women that are present here to meet him, and to our Nadine Lucas and Brother Henry, Brother Jerry. Thank God for Brother Jerry being making us meet us together. God has been good to us.
Amen.
Kept him.
Amen.
And kept him with a mind to want to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. This time we're thanking God. Amen. For our young sisters, amen. Thank you, God, for being out on this day. Our national president, our youth, our sister's father, our sister Jackson, thank you, God.
Yes, Lord. Praise him.
Amen. We're not going to walk through all the time. We're going to seek to do what we can do.